And we used to have blacksmith shops, you know, people fix the shop in the plows and shoe the horses and things like that.
You mentioned, did you say that you could keep cows in something called a cow stable or?
We had what they call transoms, didn't they?
Stanchions,
that's right, to put the cows in.
Thing is built and they put the head through it and you stood it up and locked and that cow was in that stanchion.
Oh, yeah, that's when you milked her,
So a stanchion isn't a building.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's not a building. It's just part of the hall.
Yeah, I see. And the building that you kept your horses in, would you call that a
stable?
Stable. That would be a stable, too. You mentioned haylofts a minute ago. The big piles of hay that you see in the field, those would be...
That's right. Now, they do that now. They just bale that up, roll it up in rolls, and whenever they get a bale full, roll it up, they just drop it right there and leave it in the pasture.
I see.
And the cows will eat it from that.
Back then, they put it all in the barn.
They put it all in the barn, and we used a pitchfork. Somebody went up there and pitched the hay down for the cows.
Yeah.
Right.
Horses.
Mm-hmm. So the hay was just stacked up there?
Yeah, some of it was baled. We baled a lot of it.
Do you know of any place for keeping the hay other than the barn, maybe? Sometimes you might see some sort of shelter.
Yeah, they just have a shed, you know.
Yeah, another thing I've seen,
they
do it this way. We used to take a shop that loads of hay and put it in a round shop. It's like you see this out here in the pastures now. I mean, but they just make 10 loads of hay and put it, shock it up around and have a post down through that.
They used to do corn that way. They shock the corn, you know. Bring in the stalks and things, you know. After you get the corn, they bring that stalk in and shock it.
Is that just a shock? Is that a bundle?
Yeah, right. They just stand up just like you're talking about with a pole in the center of it.
About how big are those shocks?
Oh, they made them pretty good size, as long as they could get them. You know, good size shock, 8 to 10 feet in diameter. Bottom.
Yeah, have you ever talked about haystacks? Have you ever seen smaller piles of hay, maybe swept up the field?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Right, the wind does that sometimes.
Are those called haystacks too, or something else?
Tumbleweeds, usually out in Texas. You know, it just gets to rolling, you know, and wind will pick it up and it'll just roll, and it'll just be big bundles of whatever picks up.
Yeah, tumbleweeds are kind of planting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But these little smaller piles
of hay,
you don't know of any special
name
for that.
Have you seen
it before, though, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it.
Right. Yeah. You were talking about places where you kept animals on the farm, the cows and the horses. What about the hogs?
We had just regular hog pens for them.
Just hog pens?
Mm-hmm.
What would a hog pen look like?
It looked like a pasture.
Pen them in, and usually we had a shed for them, you know, to put them, keep them cool, and then we had a big water hole, you know. The hogs like water. And when it get dry, we'd just carry water and put it in there for the hogs to roll in. Then a big trough, you know, to feed them in.
Yeah, they like that stuff, don't they?
Yeah, they can
have that. Now they have hog feeders
and everything.
That it's amazing to me, because they put those feeders out in the hog pens, and those hogs